Co-workers in the light, this is Mark of Mark Age speaking to you with Yolanda from headquarters of the I Am Nation Mark Age in Miami, Florida. The topic for our broadcast this week is, again, something which is intuitive. That is, it is not a prepared talk, so I don't know if it's going to be just one broadcast, two, or a series. Eventually, I believe it will culminate in being a written article for the use of light workers. The topic of this broadcast or series of broadcasts is self-preservations for light workers. Or since we are in the first month of 1978, to use our slogan or a new slogan, we might say hints for perpetuation. Or hints to perpetuate from 1978. The concept is based on a thought I had yesterday for a MAM broadcast, this particular one, but being unable to do it then, sitting down today to reflect upon it, a much wider scope came into view. And therefore we have, instead of just one item, as was contemplated yesterday, a series of items, which I trust will be of great value to you because they are unique in the sense that I believe it's the first time we've presented some of these together in one broadcast or article in the manner which I propose to do now. And therefore, it will get into the type of talks we have with our staff members and other co-workers in the field in personal interviews or discussions or conferences. Therefore, I believe they will be of assistance to you in your own light work, in your own self-preservation as a light worker in these perilous times of the end days, the latter days. And with you, we are broadcasting them to all other light workers on the earth and in the earth astral planes, therefore fulfilling a double purpose. As you know, we use this occasion of the MAM broadcasts and main articles frequently to reach other people through the mass conscious and subconscious. Therefore, although they are not consciously aware of receiving this information, it is being broadcast to them, picked up by them, and utilized by them in unconscious manners. Therefore, let us proceed on this basis. It would be appropriate, I believe, to pursue, first of all, the self-preservation or hint for help guideline in making your work as a light worker easier, to go back to the statement I had at the beginning of this broadcast, that I had been meditating yesterday on one topic to present in a broadcast. I wasn't able to get to that, and therefore picked it up about 24 hours later. This is something we've learned many years ago, that there are times when you cannot force an action or a thought or a work of any kind, particularly in light work. It just doesn't flow at that time. It's not the proper time because perhaps you don't have sufficient information, or you have to meditate on it a bit longer, or there are other factors beyond your conscious understanding that really would be better, or are indicating it would be better, if you would postpone that action for a short period of time and pick it up again when you do feel right from within, when factors are more propitious for you to make that action or whatever it might be, even to carry out a thought. We do this quite often, Yolanda and I, for many years when it comes time to write an article or do anything of that nature, prepare a hardcover book, deliver a lecture, make a MAM broadcast, pursue something with one of the staff members or more staff members as to courses of action, work for them. We just know that it's not the right time. If we will be patient and bide our time, there will be a better time very soon in which to do that and to do a better job of it. Of course, it should go without saying or dwelling too long on the fact that there is a difference between waiting for a properly inspired time to do something and in just procrastinating, letting something go and go, and eventually perhaps never getting around to it, or it's too late to do it or doesn't have its effect. Again, we must use our discrimination and discernment as light workers in following the inspiration from the high self or those of our teachers, be they on this plane or higher planes. So I bring this out in the aspect of a self-preservation for a light worker, in the sense that if you try to force an action sometime, you will get very nervous about it. You will cause a great deal of stress and strain. You will not do the proper amount of work or the best quality of work that you would do if it were the right time. And you may also affect other people, not only those who are in your immediate proximity with whom you are working, perhaps, but the people whom you would be reaching with that action, with that lecture or broadcast or work, whatever it might be. So the self-preservation aspect here is that if it is not right, don't force it, because you can cause yourself considerable mental, emotional, and even physical anguish. And at all costs, or rather should say at all times, we want to preserve each one of us as a light worker to do our maximum and to remain effective for as long a period of time as possible. It's no secret that there just aren't enough light workers participating properly or to a large enough extent around the world at this time, and therefore it is more difficult. So let's proceed with these hints for self-preservation with the uppermost theme in mind that we are speaking to you and to all light workers in saying, take it easy. Don't put too much stress and strain upon yourself, because we need you to do the work. Sometimes better to do a little bit less work than to attempt too much and to render yourself ineffective for an indefinite period of time or even permanently in the program now. So as I say, I have no preconceived thoughts in mind as to what to bring out here. I think they could be quite extensive, but I did have the thought to proceed in the aspect of concentrating initially on the two aspects of mind, that's conscious and subconscious, and upon the four lower bodies, mental, emotional, physical, and astral, particularly the emotional, mental, and the physical, since we are not consciously in tune very much, most of us at least, with the astral body, and aren't aware of what's taking place there. So let's look at some of the self-preservation ideas we would have from the conscious standpoint. One thing, of course, is to protect yourself as much as possible at all times in the mental aspect, the conscious aspect. Don't go looking for trouble. Don't try to force your way upon people who really have no interest at this time in the program. Just work silently with them, addressing their Christ selves and their subconscious selves or aspects, and ask that the program or whatever work it is that you are engaged in for that person or group at that time, let it come to the attention of that person or those persons at the proper time and in the proper ways. Which doesn't mean always that it has to come to them in a conscious way either. It can infiltrate from the conscious or subconscious, superconscious or subconscious, when they're asleep, in their own meditations, or just in the things that take place, the events that follow in their life. So from the conscious aspect, don't feel that you have to be on the firing line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, doing all of this work consciously yourself. Let others, the high self of others, come into this aspect too. So in your conscious thinking about the program, don't try to do too much with too many people. There can be severe repercussions if you do this in an outward manner, particularly true amongst friends, family, who aren't receptive to the program as yet. I trust all of you, at least those of you who have been in the program for some time, have had the pleasure and the privilege, the experiences of seeing friends or family come around to your way of thinking when perhaps a few years ago or even a few months ago they totally rejected you and your thoughts. So, therefore, in the conscious aspect, don't set out to do things deliberately, particularly as it concerns the conscious aspect of other people, the conscious awareness of what you're doing by other people, where it would have severe repercussions upon you. This is not to say that such is always the case, for there are times when we must stand up amongst strangers or family or friends or anyone anywhere and speak of what the program is about. But again, use your judicious discernment and discrimination at those times to intune just how far you should go in the conscious aspect. To amplify this a bit further and to give you things to think about in your own meditations on the conscious aspect, take into consideration your entire conscious activity. Of course, we know, you know well that you have a Christ-conscious or superconscious activity, and you have a subconscious activity, very little of which you are aware about most of the time, if indeed any of the time. But we're thinking now in terms of what you do consciously as a light worker. Obviously, of course, this is going to pervade all the other levels we spoke of as subconscious, the superconscious too, and the four lower bodies. But think in terms of what you can do to preserve yourself as a light worker in the conscious aspects of what you think in your own awareness and what you think as regards other people and what you do as concerns other people. In this conscious aspect too, now we have to take into consideration that there are many things that are upsetting to us as light workers. First of all, to many, if not indeed most or all, just the very thought of being here on the earth plane amongst the trials and tribulations, the lower frequency vibrations, and all of these things is a very unnerving thing at times. How frequently have you thought yourself or have heard other people say, "I sure don't like life on earth. I wish I could go somewhere else or be somewhere else. I just don't like being here in this frequency vibration and having to deal with people the way they act on earth now." You're not unique in that respect, but you can't let it get to you too much either, because you volunteered to come here and you are here performing a service that is going to help many other people as well as yourself now and in the future. You're preparing for other things as well as preparing other people. So in your conscious actions and thoughts concerning the program and being a light worker, don't push yourself too far. Don't try and do too much. Don't try and be on the job all the time. Don't try and reach everyone in earth, on the earth, in the astral planes. Don't feel that you have to tell them all about the program. Some of you may have seen an interesting little cartoon in the paper a week or two ago from when I'm making this broadcast of a man in a psychiatrist's office and the psychiatrist telling him, "I think you should resign from being the director of the universe." None of us are that important in the overall scheme. We have our own work to do. So let's keep it in a conscious balance. And the same thing in the subconscious aspect. We know that a lot of things that we think about consciously come to us from the subconscious. We are constantly, or should be constantly, at least for a good period of time in our spiritual unfoldment and development, trying to cleanse and to clear the conscious and the subconscious. But don't try and do it constantly. You'll be in such a state of turmoil that what you receive from the subconscious, or maybe from the mass subconscious, will keep you so upset and so uptight and feeling that you have to keep concentrating on things and doing things to cleanse and clear yourself and to be sure you're doing right, that you're in a nervous state of exhaustion all the time. You aren't able to do clear thinking for what you really should be doing. So since we are going to get into a second broadcast on this theme, please meditate now and for this coming week and period of time on what you can do to help preserve yourself, your sanity, you might say, in the conscious and subconscious aspects of your own mind and the actions that result from that. Co-workers in the light, let us begin phase two, broadcast number two, in this series of self-preservations for light workers. The last broadcast, we examined the conscious and subconscious aspects, various hints as to how to take care of ourselves to perpetuate ourselves longer as light workers in this lifetime. This broadcast, let us look at the aspects of the four lower bodies, particularly the physical, mental, and emotional bodies. These overlap, as indeed they do also, with the conscious and subconscious aspects. So sometimes there'll be a clear delineation, other times they will include two or three of these bodies and one or two of the aspects of mind. So it will be difficult to pinpoint and say this is just physical body or the emotional body or conscious aspect in all cases. We'll leave that to you, and the same thing in the myriad of other thoughts that will come into your own meditations as you think about and work upon this self-preservation for light workers. One of the most important ones, and one which we spend a great deal of time upon at Mark Age, is the care of the physical body. Too many light workers are prone to think that once they get into light work, that all things will be fine with the physical body. All they have to do is speak their word, and they don't have to have any particular course of action or concept or practices as regards eating or drinking or anything else they do concerning the physical body, that they'll be in perfect health all the time, and that if something does go wrong with the physical body, that, well, must be that there's nothing to this light work after all, so just forget about it. This, unfortunately, happens too many times. Or many light workers, many of whom we have known personally in the past, neglect the physical body so much that it is soon apparent that they are not able to function properly in the physical body. And as you well know, the physical body upset, disturbances, pains, debilitations of various kinds can have a very definite effect, even a permanent effect, upon your own thinking and actions. So therefore, one of the primary self-preservations for workers should be a serious understanding of the care of the physical body and paying attention to some of the principal rules of that. We try to bring you as much as possible of this from our Healing Haven department under Dr. Robert, and we'll be bringing you a great deal more in the future as concerns not only the care of the physical body, but the other bodies and the aspects of mind also. One of the primary things that we have to keep in consideration here is, of course, the usual things, taking care to stay away from diseases or taking care of them as soon as they might become prevalent, knowing that we aren't immune to everything because we are in a physical environment down here. And there are many things that can come to bear upon us that aren't necessarily the result of law of cause and effect of our own actions, but just because of where we are, the air we breathe, the food we eat, the drink, water we drink, things of this nature. One of the things that we keep uppermost in our thoughts these days, but which we didn't until just a very few years ago, is the proper vitamin intake. We know that in periods of great influxes of energy, great emotional, mental strains, great spiritual development of our body, a light body anchoring particular, that's beyond our conscious control, that a great deal of the B vitamins are used up, a great deal of the calcium. And we have to keep being reminded ourselves many times that certain symptoms indicate certain deficiencies in vitamins and minerals, and that it's time to pay attention to that. Fortunately, we have Dr. Robert to help remind us of these things, and we go through cycles of repetition of different unfoldments and things of the body, and we are alert to some of these things. We want to get this information to you as quickly as possible, but it's still in the research and documentation stage. But do pay attention to what you eat. We're not speaking here just in terms of vitamins and minerals, but all of the other foodstuffs that you eat. Things that you know you shouldn't eat, don't. We don't have any special diets for you to follow or anything of this nature, but be sensible in what you put into the physical body. By the same token, be very sensible indeed, be very self-preservation-minded and conscious about the limitations of the physical body. Some perhaps don't have as many physical limitations as others, but whatever it is, don't drive yourself too much too far. Pay attention to proper cycles of rest, sleep, vacations, changes of pace in your physical activities, things of this nature. do your very best to take care of the one and only, at this time, physical vehicle you have in which to express on the earth plane. Your physical body is extremely important to you, to your high self, therefore, so do take care of it. Don't feel that you know all there is to know at this time about the self-preservation of your own physical body. We are learning much more here. We will be learning much more for a long time to come, including the treatment of various ailments. The astral body, there's not much we can tell you about in this respect, except that we have learned from our studies, our communications from the higher planes, and from our own medical work in Healing Haven, that much of what manifests eventually in the physical body takes place first in the astral body. We have equipment in which we can detect some of these things that manifest first in the astral and which can be controlled then and there, eliminated, so they never manifest in the physical. A lot of this work we do for you and others, too, in our projections to you and some of the things we say and write. In the mental and emotional bodies, this is a very important aspect, and one which perhaps is one that the workers don't think about enough. Feel again, perhaps, that if we have spiritual principles, if we are unfolding in the light, if we're talking about the light body, if we're working for the program, that we don't have to take care of the mental and the emotional bodies because they just take care of themselves. This is not so. The higher you go, it is so to a certain extent. But it depends upon many things. It depends upon how far your spiritual evolvement has come in prior lifetimes. It could depend upon any illnesses or ailments or defects you had in any of these bodies in prior lifetimes, here or elsewhere. It pertains to how long you've been spiritually aware and working in this particular life, and many, many other factors, how involved you are in light worker, full-time, part-time, or what. So do think of self-preservation in the mental aspects. Don't partake of mental techniques or mental statements, mental teachings and theories, instructions of just any old group or person that comes along or that has something to say. Investigate it. Just as you would not want to take food into your physical body that you knew was contaminated and could cause serious ailments, you should have the same self-preservation ideas, even more so perhaps, as concerns the mental body, because these ideas may last much longer than just the one lifetime, whereas the physical body is for this lifetime alone. So be very careful of the ideas that you follow, the things that you accept. I'm not speaking now just in terms of spiritual ideas or so-called New Age ideas or hierarchical program ideas as to whether they are true or false or partly in error, but I'm talking about all of the things that go on in your lifetime and in the world that involve people's ideas that lead to thoughts and actions. Be very careful that you analyze all of these things that come into your mind through your conscious and your subconscious. Be self-preservation minded, because you are the center of your universe, and therefore you must think in terms of preserving your incarnation here on earth or whatever the plane you are working, in order to be your most effective good for the program as a light worker, let alone just fulfilling your spiritual work and your continual eternal evolving. And the same thing applies to the emotional aspect. A great deal can come to bear upon the emotional body that you aren't even aware of. We have this happen constantly with us at Mark Age. Many times we don't know why we're feeling down as we are. But we are, whether it be ourselves or something going on in a soul manner with us or picking up something from amongst our family or friends or the masses at large, we're reacting to things. As the program goes further and further toward its culmination, successfully we anticipate with the second coming around the year 2000 AD, there will be more stresses and strains until it reaches a certain point where we hope there'll be some diminishing of this. But we are in a period now of a few years announced by Kutumi, Lord Michael, through Yolanda, in late 1976, that there will be a few years of a very disturbing, upsetting situations befalling the mass consciousness. We've gone through a great deal of it in 1977, and I'll bet you have too. And as we still aren't out of it now. These waves of strange emotions sweep through us. We don't know what's causing it. We would think that with all of the spiritual understanding we have, that it's just, we'd say we don't need that because those things can't touch us. But they can touch us. We can guarantee you that from our experiences of every one of us at Mark Age and what so many of you tell us in your letters and in your personal talks. These things are affecting us. We can be in tune unconsciously with something that's happening to people, individually, groups, or masses in different parts of the world, and not even know about it. But they too are going through things in this changing of a frequency vibration, in this ending of an age. And because we are part of this mass consciousness, we go through it. Therefore, we don't have for ourselves or for you all the answers as to how to cope with some of these emotional occurrences they sweep through us. But you must be aware of them. You must work on them. Know that they too will pass, even though it seems that you can't do anything about it at that time. This brings me now to the one theme that I was thinking about in making an additional one broadcast, and perhaps we can get more into this at a later time. And that is, think about yourself primarily sometimes, particularly those who are full-time light workers and have been at this for 20 or more years, as Yolanda and I and some others have been, in many cases longer. You can become very drained, very emotionally, mentally, physically burned out. You lose your zeal, your sense of direction almost, and what you believe and don't believe in, all of these things. It is necessary at times for a change of pace. We were told this from the beginning in 1960 through Yolanda's channelings. There must be cycles of rest for rejuvenation. Therefore, don't try to be on the firing line all the time as concerns arise. It's necessary sometimes to think primarily of yourself. Don't be giving out 100% of the time always to other people and their needs, their problems. Take some time, it may have to be periods of weeks or months sometimes, to dwell upon yourself. I don't mean in a selfish manner, but I mean your relationship with God, your relationship with your high self, with your master teacher, with the hierarchical boards, the hierarchical board of the solar system and the hierarchical plan. Just think about balancing out yourself in tuning with your high self, with spirit, so that you can come out of that period of rest refreshed with new zeal, with new enthusiasm. That's what we're looking forward here to in 1978 at Mark Age. New things are coming up. We don't know what yet. But we want to be rested and balanced enough by going within and thinking about ourselves for a while so that we can remain in a self-preserved state as lightworkers on Earth, that we'll be ready for the new phase of the program. So please, in these respects, be self-preservation-minded to be a light worker. Let's hear some thoughts from you about this. Thank you.